You're listening to SBS News.
Over 600 migrants and refugees stranded on a rescue vessel in the Mediterranean Sea have begun their slow journey to the Spanish port of Valencia. The rescue ship, the Aquarius, has been stopped roughly halfway between Italy and Malta since Saturday. That is when both countries refused to let the ship into port, eventually leading to Spain accepting the mainly sub-Saharan African passengers. Officials say those on board include 123 unaccompanied minors, 11 children, and as many as 7 pregnant women. The Margaret Whitlam Chairwoman of Social Work at Western Sydney University, Linda Briskman, says the situation bears striking similarity to what has become known as the Tampa Affair in Australia 17 years ago. In August 2001, a small Indonesian fishing boat, overloaded with 433 asylum seekers, became stranded in international waters around 140 kilometres north of Christmas Island. A Norwegian container ship, the MV Tampa, rescued them under the direction of the Australian Maritime Safety Authority, but the government refused to let the Tampa land any of the asylum seekers in Australia. Professor Briskman says it feels now like that moment has been revived.
It seems like a revival of 2001, although, you know, there's been lots of similar incidents in between. What really strikes me here is the way that people fleeing, they're fleeing terrible situations, are treated as human cargo. You know, they're absolutely commodified, they're rejected, they're not welcomed, and nation states don't really exercise their responsibility.
In the Mediterranean drama, some of the migrants and refugees have been transferred to 2 Italian Navy and Coast Guard ships, accompanying the Aquarius on the 3 to 5 day voyage to Valencia. A rescuer from the maritime humanitarian organisation SOS Mediterranee aboard the Aquarius says they should not have to experience another long journey.
To know that the bad weather, low pressure is coming, and we're going to have 3 days at sea like this with bad weather for these people, another transfer after all the what they experienced in Libya, and even without this, all the shock, the traumatism due to the distress at sea, to the wreckage. I really don't understand how people can have them to wait for days sleeping on an iron deck.
Italy's new Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, says his decision to not accept the boat is aimed at forcing other European states to help bear the strain of the flow of fleeing people. But French President Emmanuel Macron has denounced Italy's actions. His spokesman, Benjamin Griveaux, says international maritime laws require the nearest country to help a vessel.
In this incident, Italy has taken over from the Libyan authorities because the ship was in Libyan waters. But Italy has failed to follow through on this process. This shows a kind of cynicism and a lack of responsibility on the part of the Italian government.
European Union Migration Commissioner Dimitris Avramopoulos has also criticised the handling of the migrants and refugees. He says EU member states must be more hospitable to those seeking refuge.
We cannot continue the political ping-pong on who is finally responsible for shouldering the responsibility of migration or protecting external borders, because we all are. The European Union as a whole is responsible with all member states.
Back in 2001, after repeated calls for assistance, the captain of the Tampa, Arne Rinnan, finally decided to enter Australian waters anyway. The Howard government called it a flagrant breach of the law and sent forces to board the ship and prevent it from sailing any closer to Christmas Island. By early September, the government secured agreements with Nauru and New Zealand, and the Navy took the asylum seekers to Nauru. From there, about 130 were sent to New Zealand, while the remaining 300 plus were processed on Nauru. Linda Briskman at Western Sydney University says the incident was a turning point for Australia and became the catalyst for the current border protection policy.
It was really a turning point for border protection, and a whole range of other measures followed. I mean, Nauru was established, you know, that was the first significant change, and then later detention on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea followed. So we've seen, you know, lots of really harsh policies, such as turning boats back at sea, sending people offshore, the provision of temporary protection visas only, and a whole lot more.
Professor Briskman says global attitudes towards asylum seekers and refugees have been negative for many years now. She says it needs to change.
I'd just really like to call on governments throughout the world to exercise, you know, a response that's built on human security rather than on border security. I think we'll be a much safer and more humane world if that occurs.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.